Okay, so I want to address the use of nonlinear hierarchical models for predicting red clover biomass using the normalized difference vegetation index and some factors affecting the biomass performance. You have the list of people contributing in this work. And let's go to the motivation for this work. Basically, the final objective of this whole project is to improve or maybe enhance the adoption of the use of cover crops among Michigan farmers. But this is quite limited recently because cover crops are quite a spatially and temporal variable. So we have a long list of benefits of using cover crops. Here I just want to show a small list of this. Okay, so one of the main motivation is basically to enhance this adoption. But for this, we need to study, we need to understand what are the process or what are the basically relationship between red clover biomass in this case and the whole agricultural system. So in doing that, we found a minor issue. And this issue is that the assessment of red clover biomass in this case is quite expensive and of course it's time consuming. So one small motivation here is, okay, let's try to use another different techniques, basically the use of the normalized different vegetation index in order to predict biomass, which is rapid and of course inexpensive technique in order to do that. And along with that, we figured out that there is another minor issue, is that there is no particular consensus or there is no particular agreement on which kind of models we should try to use in order to use that kind of information, the NDVI information. So here, we want to present some of the models, most typical models used, and which one is the one that we want to propose. So let's wrap up all those motivation in two simple objectives. So the first one being to explore the potential use of the NDVI as a tool for predicting biomass, red clover, considering possible variability from field to field. The second objective is to develop suitable models that account for particularly those disparate or different variations from field to field, also considering time, and explicitly accommodate one big issue with the NDVI data, which is the heterogeneity in the variance. So you will see in a couple next slides, you will see that is, in fact, a big issue. So let's go for the methods, and let me explain. The research was carried out in the Kellogg Biological Station, which is located in the west central part of the state of Michigan. Here I want to show the aerial photograph of this station. And of course, we consider five different fields. We collect data in those five different fields. You have the areas over there. And we consider three different times that are related to the growing season for red clover. So just after emergency, we collect, we go to the fields, and that is our first sampling trip. And then during the growing season of red clover, we collect for the second time. And just before plowing, we collect a third sampling set of points. What kind of information do we have? So just to give you an example, this is the field 38. So we randomly select some locations within the field. And for those locations, we use those small quadrants, 0.5 by 0.5 meters, to clip the clover. And then we was weight the clover in order to know the biomass. We have 198 points from all those five different fields. And just before clipping, of course, we collect NDVI data specifically for those locations, between 10 to 15 measurements using the GreenSeeker device. After that, we're recording NDVI for the whole field, and this is just a picture showing what looks like the spatial variability of NDVI across the field, in this case, the field 38. Okay, let's talk about the models. basically is one of big issue here. So we consider linear models, of course, because in the literature there the people were working with linear models. But as you can see after this couple of slides, nonlinear models are more, we can accommodate easily nonlinear models in this kind of data set. So I don't want to point it out too much about linear here. And we want just to consider and show the results for two specific nonlinear models, the exponential, because it's the most frequently used in the literature, the most frequently cited, and a Richard function, because it has, it's a more flexible model. It has a third parameter in it, so it's more flexible, but it will be, of course, penalized because it has a third parameter. So, and let me explain about the use of hierarchical models. Basically, by using hierarchical models, we can accommodate different sources of variation, and in this case, different sources of variation coming from different individuals, in this case, the fields. So we have five different fields. And, well, I don't have a pointer here, but in that equation, you will see that we have the non-linear model, and then the residuals will be considered to be normally distributed, and you have the variance there, which is constant in this first set of equation. This graph or figure is showing all the points we collect. Looks like a nonlinear relationship, five different fields. And then I want to show the second point that I want to highlight here is the heterogeneity in the variance that is typical in this kind of data set. So basically, we realize that the residuals, after fitting any model with NDVI data, exhibit a strong case of heterogeneity in the variance. It's called heteroscedasticity. Also, that residual variance is kind of positive correlated with NDVI. So we're going to try to use that information in order to model the residuals. And the previous equation is transformed a little bit. And then in the residuals, we still consider to be normally distributed, but the variance is modeled based on the NDVI. Okay? So we were trying to fit another term for that model. So let me show this graphically. So this plot is showing the residuals against NDVI, and you can see that we have a really nice funnel shape in the residuals. So we have strong heterogeneity in the variance. And let's divide this graph in 8 different lags in order to consider an independent variance. So we calculate the variance for each of those cases, and we fit a, could be a second order polynomial term, and we include that term in the previous equation, as you can remember. So let's go to the results. Again, just considering exponential model and the Richards function. So the first set of equations are the simple structures of those functions. The second set is the same exponential and Richards, considering the random coefficients or hierarchical models. Then we have another set of equations that is, they are modeling the variance for non-heterogeneous variance. And then we combine both of them, random coefficient along with modeling the variance. So this is just to show what looks like a comparison between the exponential and Richard equation. So the blue line is the exponential equation. The red dashed line is Richard's function. And you can see that at lower values of NDVI, we have a better fit for this Richard's function. Of course, it's more flexible than exponential. Let's see the results. So for all possible comparisons between Richard's and exponential, we realize that Richard's functions perform the best considering the deviance information criteria. So even though that is penalized for using this third parameter, it's more parsimonious still. And there is not that large improvement in hierarchical models as we expected before, and it's mainly because the variability between our five different fields is not that large as we expected initially. Because we don't have that many different fields. But as you can see in the third group, is that there is a really nice improvement in accuracy of prediction by using that additional term modeling the variance, the non-constant variance. So, okay, let's see those particular results. This is the variability among fields. So as you can see, those lines are quite close. There are not too much improvement in the model by using hierarchical models here, but there is a really nice improvement in considering the heterogeneity in the variance. So the first graph in the top is showing the typical model, the constant model. So actually there are not much difference for the mean prediction, but of course there is an important difference for the variance prediction. So we are actually overestimating the prediction of of biomass at lower values of NDVI. And this is not happening for the model that considers that heterogeneity in the variance, which is at the bottom, just right there. So we don't need to use any kind of transformation in this case, because sometimes it's not countable for practical purposes. We can use that kind of tool, that kind of term, additional term, in order to account for that variability. So what looks like this in the field? So in the top, you have the prediction mean for biomass. This is the case of field 38 again. And I am comparing the constant or the typical model we use against the model considering that heterogeneity in the variance. There are not so large differences for the mean prediction, well, some, but it's more important to highlight the difference in the standard deviation map. On your left, you have the map, and your bottom left, you have the map for constant variance. As you can see, the values are really large, and of course, values are same, because it's constant. And you can compare in the right bottom that the standard deviation, the values are, the error is lower. So we improve accuracy in prediction. So let's summarize those things, saying that the NDVI is a reliable tool in order to predict, in this case, red clover biomass at fine spatial resolution. Richard's function works better than exponential, because it's more flexible, because it has a third parameter in it, and it's more parsimonious compared to the exponential one. Modeling heterogeneity in the variance was really important here, improves a lot the accuracy in inference, and we recommend to use that kind of additional term whenever you use NDVI information in order to predict biomass. In this particular case, hierarchical structures just moderately improve accuracy because there are not too much difference between our fields, but in under different scenarios, we still can think that hierarchical models could be a benefit for your fitting purposes. So with that, I just want to say thank you for the funding institutions and the people who help in collecting data and logistic stuff. Thank you. If you have any question. Yep. Yes, definitely. Oh, yes. The question is that we compare exponential versus Richard's function, and he's asking me if this difference between Richard's and exponential is significant. Well, as we can see from the deviance information criteria, the improvement in Richard's function is considerably high compared to the exponential. So we always want to have the best accuracy in prediction. Both models are significant by itself, just to clarify that, but in this case, Richard's performs better. Yes? Yes, we tried like five different equations, including that one, but I just want to present the exponential because it was the most frequently used, and the Richard because was the best one in the whole set of equations. Yeah. There is another.
Error
Well, in this particular case, this device, the Green Seeker, automatically computes the NDVI. I don't have the information for the red band and near infrared band separately. That's automatically, the algorithm is automatically computed from this machine. So I cannot consider that particular thing. But in more than one paper, we can see that it's a typical case that at larger values of NDVI, the saturation creates that particular behavior, that large variance, actually. Yeah, you're right. Well, so far we don't have that particular data, but there are other group in Michigan State that is working with that particular concern. Yes, not me.
All right.
Did you take into consideration or did you measure autocorrelation between your data?
Yes. The question is the autocorrelation between.
Did you check it for your data, yes or no?
Autocorrelation in the data? Yes.
Yeah. All right. We are at 2 o'clock. We come back at 2:15. Thank you.